To order the Papillion RD Board of Directors meeting, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of the Open Meetings Act, posted on the back wall of the meeting room prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting. I'd like to discuss announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussions and actions. Thank you. With that, we have a quorum call.
Here.
Adopt an agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley. Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Elder.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Kaczynski.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Shepherd.
Yes. Motion to adopt the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Elder.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Kaczynski.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yeah.
Chairperson.
Yes. Item 6, I have here proof of publication. This meeting has been duly publicized for the gathering. Moving on to item 8, agency reports and presentations. Natural Resource Conservation Service, a written report has been submitted by Henry Bonenkamp, which is in your binder, that one pager. So please, unless anyone has any questions, read that at your leisure. Enjoy it. Now move on to item B, Nebraska Association Resource Districts. Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD Legislative Conference took place January 25th through the 26th at the Embassy Suites in Lincoln. Quite a few directors attended it, and really nothing earth-shattering this year. Actually, there was nothing that was out of order or anything, but the biggest thing that was talked about was the priority bill from the governor on the canal, and a lot of bantering about that and how that's going to go forward. I did not attend Wednesdays due to my furnace went kaput overnight, so I jetted out of there very early in the morning to meet the furnace people. So I don't know if anybody else attended some of the sessions. Phil, did you attend anything? Or?
Yeah, I attended a couple. Very good. Some of the engineer groups talked about some of the water issues I'm working on. So went to two or three of them. We wonder where you went. So I looked for your breakfast.
Gone.
So.
And anything to add?
Any other inputs from anybody?
No,
I thought
it was good. Good seminar.
Yeah. The Star Wars initiative, we'll see where that goes, but that's pretty exciting for a small state like this to have that many people behind such big projects. So that's exciting.
Yeah, we did get the entire group got a briefing on that. So, mm-hmm. John, how many in attendance? It looked like a full crowd of 800 some people.
300.
Oh, I was seeing double. I'm sorry. That's odd. One other thing, I attended a session put on by FIRO, as a matter of fact, about data and how the data over the years now has allowed these tests that are done, these surveys, these this and that. And I mean, they did a great job putting that in perspective of what we were before, where we are today, as far as the availability of technical data that can be used for our mission or any natural resource mission. So they did a great job.
And I also thought the legislative reception where you get to actually meet some of the people that you hear about You read about them in the paper, you hear about them. I didn't know a lot of those people, and so it was good. I met three or four of them at that, so I think that's worth going to every year as well. So
there's some new people there. Usually the networking is important. What's your NRD doing? What's your, there's a little bit of that as usual.
That's all.
Thank you, sir. Item C, legislative report, Catalyst Public Affairs, Tim Harrison.
I sent you the written report that Catalyst provided. I emailed it to you guys earlier, so you should have it in your inbox.
Yep.
Nothing to report besides my email. We're continuing to communicate with senators, the DNR. There's a lot of activity going on, not necessarily that we're driving it, but we're being brought in for various opinions and testimony and things like that. So we'll just continue to answer requests and
okay, moving questions. Right on to item 9, public hearing on acquisition of real property for the Dam Site 7 project. John Winkler, I hereby call the hearing to order at 4:06 and appointing you as hearing officer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the agenda, evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice. I do have them here for the record. They were published in the Omaha World Herald January 8th, 2022 and February 3rd, 2022. Item 4, explanation of purpose of the hearing, Brent Meyer.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the Papio Dam Site 7 project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a willing seller. However, he or she has the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is a proof of publication of the hearing notice as stated earlier. Exhibit C, the preliminary site map of Papio Dam Site 7 project. Exhibit 4 is a map of land acquisition area for Papio Dam Site 7. Agenda item 6, explanation and purpose of the scope of the project. Amanda Grant.
Good afternoon. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District is proposing the construction of the Papio Dam Site 7, which is generally located at 168th and Bennington Road in Douglas County, Nebraska. The purpose of this project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area of eastern Nebraska. This location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area to the watershed. And for this project, it will be necessary to acquire property for construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control dam and reservoir. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title to and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands required for the Dam Site 7 project. The district's currently anticipating the acquisition of approximately 23 acres. That's what's shown up on the board. So the public hearing today is it's a willing seller for just this parcel, about 23 acres. The Dam Site 7 project will be a public lake with public access, and there will be a recreation element associated with this project. It's envisioned at a minimum for a trail to be located around the reservoir, restroom and picnic shelters be installed, and fisheries habitat be constructed. So this is North Bennington Road, and we're talking tonight just about that parcel. I think that's all I have.
Thank you, Amanda. Agenda item 7, received testimony and statements. Is there anyone from the public that would like to provide any testimony or statements on this acquisition? Second time? Anybody? No, we don't see anybody. Okay, third and final time? Okay, not seeing anyone. Agenda item 8 is the reception of the exhibits, and we will adjourn the hearing at 4:09 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Moving right along to subcommittee reports, 10A, Program Project Operations, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 2022 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1, Groundwater Monitoring Joint Funding Agreement with USGS. Recommend that General Manager be authorized to execute the joint funding agreement with USGS for the 2022 through 2026 groundwater quality monitoring in a not-to-exceed amount of $622,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments on this? Staff, any other comments? Paul Woodward.
Good afternoon. Just to follow up on the discussion from the other night, we've done a little bit of research and tried to pull together some information from what both what other NRDs are doing as well as private laboratory costs and things like that. We did go back through and just kind of did some fact-checking on USGS's figures and dollars. That does all add up and make sense. I think some of the discrepancies we were talking about were if you have a base, an annual salary, and that's your base cost, that there are benefits that we typically think of, taxes, insurance, retirement, and that's about 60%. And then the other benefit we didn't typically figure in that gets to about the 2.0 factor or another thing, or about 40% of your base, is factoring in leave into those things. That's done on most contracts that we have. So that's just kind of the generality of the numbers that they had. But as far as like the other documentation and pulling some of that together, we think we could do a little bit better job within kind of the next month pulling everything together for you and getting a more detailed report. So if it would be the desire of the board, we would be comfortable tabling this for a month.
Thank you. Before we, I think we need to discuss it. If we do table, there's no discussion, but I think it's important for us to let you know what we would want. So
yeah.
I'll turn it over to director's comments.
And that was going to be my question. Is tabling it, then we can get details of how much it would cost us to do it in-house, how much it would cost somebody else to do it. That's what you're looking at for the tabling it?
Yeah, I think what we would propose to prepare would be a couple things. Pulling together costs from other districts, what their programs cost them to do, and what kind of sampling they're getting. Two, looking at, from our standpoint, what would it take for us to do it in-house? We can pull together some of those staff costs. And then a third item might be to, we would also be getting some costs from independent lab, and maybe they would have the ability to do independent sampling on their own. So they do the field work and the laboratory testing. We're still investigating that. I don't know if that's really possible yet, but that's what we're looking at.
So I would think it would be appropriate to table it for a month so we could be more comfortable with the numbers.
Before we accept your motion, I know Dr. Japp has some comments.
Yeah, I guess you've answered some of them already as far as what do the other NRDs do. So we don't know exactly what they test for and who does it, or are you going to check on that for us?
I probably don't have all the complete details in working with them. I talked to Lower Platte South, Lower Platte North, and Lower Elkhorn. They all had reasonably similar, if not a little bit higher, annual costs for us to do. And they're using their own staff, getting the samples, and then using an independent lab.
I mean, their costs are actually higher than what our costs would be if we used USGS?
Yeah. Yeah, like Lower Platte South was right around $280,000 a year. And we're probably going to refine that. I'm probably going to get some more details from them. Obviously, couldn't pull all that in 2 days, but that's what we kind of found out so far.
I guess it also matters what you're testing, too, as we talked earlier, because I've got a list of costs for the various minerals and inorganics and so forth, and any nitrates can be tested for $16, but yet, if you're testing radon and other things, it's a lot more expensive, and there's all sorts of inorganics and metals and minerals and minerals you can test for. So that all adds up too. And
yeah.
I guess maybe you're the expert on it. But what ultimately does need to be tested?
Well, I went back and I also looked at our history and why. So yeah, I do believe other NRDs are probably doing less different analytes or different testing than what we're doing. If they're doing probably a handful, 5 to 10 different tests, we're probably doing closer to 40 to 50 tests.
Right, that makes a big difference.
And I think USGS, when we started this back in 92, from what I can find in some of the records, they suggested doing that because if you're just getting the number of, like, let's just say we're just interested in nitrates and seeing what's happening, we don't know why those are changing unless we look at some of these other parameters. The metals can influence what's happening. Some of the herbicides and pesticides could influence what's going on as far as the water chemistry. So that's kind of what we've been doing the last, you know, consistently the last 30 years. Is more, we don't get as many samples as the other districts do, but we do more, a larger suite of tests on them, on the samples that we do get.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Director Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, I guess I was prepared to vote on this tonight. I didn't know it was, you know, I guess it reached the point where they'd want to table it for a whole month. I thought it was a good item to move forward. But if people want to do more homework, I wouldn't be opposed to it. And you mentioned NRDs doing less, other NRDs doing less, and I sort of appreciate the Papio, Missouri NRD perhaps being a leader in doing more and doing more of a comprehensive study and looking at what other type of, you know, issues or contaminants could be within the groundwater. That's my take on it. I really appreciate the testing, and that's what I got to say. Thank you.
All this testing, we seem to be taking the lead on that. Does MUD already test for some of these things? Is there any kind of duplication there? Have we ever had an interlocal agreement to bring in the local municipalities like Omaha and Elkhorn, wherever, to participate in some of these costs?
Which is indicating what you would like staff to look at in the next month.
I think that was a question. You seem to have the seniority here. Do we have any interlocal agreements, John, cost share some of these testing?
MUD would only be interested in what they provide as a commodity to the communities they serve, which would be Omaha, Elkhorn, all of those things. So there wouldn't be any, I don't think there'd be any interest in the city to pay for testing outside in our other areas if they're not drinking it or they're not concerned about it, which they should, but that's another story. We would find very little value in MUD's tests. I mean, I'm sure they're publicly available. We could get them, but the areas we're testing are primarily in other areas when affected by other aquifers than what MUD is getting their water from.
Mr. Chairman, I got a question.
The USGS has been doing this for us since 1992, and I guess, you know, over that period of time, I guess it's a good idea to look a little more deeper into, you know, just check up. Are we getting the value that we think we're getting, and are we testing for everything we think we should be? So it's not a big deal to dive into it. And also, let's get the numbers, and if it's truly the value that it looks like it will be, then let's just put this to bed and get all the information out there and finally resolve that, yeah, they're doing what we want them to do since they have been, and that it's in line with what we can find in the private sector. I think Midwest Labs doesn't even test for some of the stuff that USGS does that we ask them to do or that they do for us. So there's going to be a little bit of, you know, that too, is that not only the cost of the test, but also the extent of can we get the same product for without using USGS. So that'll go a part of the analysis.
Let me add his hand then, Ted and Fred.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure no matter what we decide, we still are mandated to keep testing, correct? And there's probably a low end or how should I say, X amount what we need to test, but with this we get more bang, I don't know. Anyway, we got to test no matter what, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Some program would continue on.
Okay.
And also, we do get grant money for our testing from the water.
Yeah, we've been getting recently about $44,000 a year of, so over this four-year period, we would get that each year from the Water Resources Water Quality Fund.
Right. From the state.
Yeah, from the state.
Just a brief question. Like in Takema or Springfield, they had some high levels of nitrates and so forth. Are they also testing it? Is this a duplication of what they're already doing, or are we the sole testers for like the Takema wellhead protection area?
In that area, we would certainly, we're testing our, we have separate like monitoring wells that are a little bit away from where they're, but they are testing the water that comes up out of their actual municipal wells too. Uh-huh. And that's because they're serving that water without treating it. So the difference between them and like MUD is that MUD is testing the water after it's been treated and telling, and you know, it's good to go then. That's what they're telling the customers. They don't have a lot of information on what the raw water coming in is, where Takema would have that raw water data.
And they're not treating it though, correct?
And Takema is not treating it, right?
Thanks.
Do we think a month is reasonable to get at all the questions you have? I assume you brought it forward. So are you going to be able to answer all those within a month?
Yeah, I believe so. We've got a good start.
Got a good start. Okay.
Right. Paul, you threw out some percentages, 60% plus another 40. That equals 100%, which when I brought up this Tuesday, for example, I used the top scale of a GS9 10th step, which doubles to that hourly rate. Now, granted, some of those folks are not at their top step. I've looked at them. They're not that old. So I have to assume they're not at the top step, okay?
Yeah.
This is a government agency. They're not entitled to make a profit like our private sector folks are. I just want to say that. I will probably not stop talking about that and how they come up with these hourly rates. Fine, we can reimburse them as their actual costs. That's legitimate. But they are not entitled to make profit. If they start making profits, then it's something for an inspector general to look at. But that's something for that directly relates to the cost of this. And they still never did provide, to my satisfaction, the exact breakdown of those hourly costs. So that needs to be clarified, in my opinion.
Okay.
Are there any other comments? Now, Phil, you had a motion.
I was just going to make a motion that since this has been since 1992, we've had the contract with this company, maybe we should, would be appropriate to get some further review, and we table this for a month until we get that review. So I would put that in the form of a motion.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Jefferson. Yes. 10A2. Eastern Nebraska Water Resources Assessment INRA Interlocal Agreement Amendment Number 7. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute Amendment Number 7 to the Eastern Nebraska Water Resources Assessment Interlocal Cooperative Agreement with five other natural resources districts to extend the term of the agreement to 2027, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. I so move.
Any public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Feller.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 10A3, no-name dike culvert rehabilitation professional services agreement with Fira Engineering. Recommendation that the policy 15.2, purchasing professional services, be waived and that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed professional services agreement with Fira Engineering, LLC, for the no-name dike culvert rehabilitation project, 47-65 project, with maximum not to exceed amount of $64,250, subject to changes deemed necessary to the by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
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 That completes my report.
Thank you. Item 10B, FEL, Director Larry Graham.
Agenda item 10B, 1. Well, first let's go. Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 8, 2022 meeting of the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporated in these minutes and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 10B, 1. Washington County Rural Water Vehicle Equipment Repairs Maintenance Account over 110%. Recommendation that account 10-01-4052 Washington County Rural Water Vehicle Equipment Repairs Maintenance be allowed to exceed 110% of the budgeted amount up to a maximum of $20,000, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Justin's going to get off easy. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
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 10B2, King Lake Land Donation. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a transfer agreement to take ownership of the lots currently owned by Harley Mulford, subject to change deemed necessary by general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff.
So you requested a map showing all of the properties that we own in King Lake. I do have that here tonight, and I do show the two properties that are owned by Mr. Mulford as well.
So we own the blue, the red one is up for discussion.
Yes.
All right, so I counted 16, is that right? So this is one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Directors, any comments?
Question. How often do we mow these things? Just curious.
How often do we mow them?
Yeah.
It depends on the year and what our maintenance staff is doing. You know, obviously, like in 19, they didn't get mowed very often. I try to make sure they're mowed at least 3 to 4 times throughout the summer, throughout the growing season, but it just depends.
All right, thank you.
Are we required to mow them?
We are not required to mow them. We can plant them in native seeds, trees, that sort of thing, and leave them to grow. However, a lot of them are right next to people who still live there, and they have concern about rodents and snakes and other creatures kind of living in that native habitat and going into their yard. So
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Director.
That's actually more than I thought we had out there. Are all those parcels been donated, or we bought some of them, or
we have
what's
an ongoing,
the goal with the what's
we have
the
an
goal?
Ongoing buyout project. So this is all in the floodplain or floodway. So we use a lot of FEMA funds that are designated after disasters to purchase them at full market price. That allows people to relocate to a safer area. We demolish the structures. They're then deed restricted so that we can't build anything. It has to be maintained in public ownership.
How many structures remain?
In King Lake?
The south part of that map.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I'd have to do a survey out there. But so it's a voluntary program that we do. We do have about another 20, I think, that we are in the process of offering to purchase right now.
So would this be similar to the Iski property down in Bellevue? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Comments? Just want to add Tuesday, you'd mentioned, or someone had mentioned, someone mowing our property, which we can always accept volunteerism in our district, and that's wonderful. Someone put up a horseshoe pit, fine, go ahead and mow it. So I'm not advocating that everyone next door do that, but I don't see a problem with someone mowing our property.
Let's give up your weekly tea time. You can go out.
A neighborhood garden, I got. Okay, everyone understand the motion? Roll call.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Agenda item 10B3, land acquisition for dam site 12. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with SID 609, Douglas County, Nebraska, for tract 9 of the proposed property acquisitions for dam site 12 project for the purchase price of $1,446,144, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
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 Bonnet.
Yes.
Jefferson.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 11.
Thank you. Director Fowler, Treasurer's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J, all inclusive, and be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes permanent record. I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Bradley. Any public comments on Treasurer's report? Directors. Roll call.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Item 12, Chairperson's report. Believe it or not, I don't have anything. It's, you know, have a good Valentine's Day on Monday. But if you got a loved one, wish them a happy Valentine's Day. For that, 13 general managers report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights: the Papio NRDU will host the Metro Regional Envirothon competition on March 1st. 5-member high school teams from Douglas and Sarpy counties are tested on their knowledge of wildlife, soils, forestry, environmental policy, aquatics, range management, and a current environmental issue. Top team will go to the region will go to qualify at the state competition, which is in Cozad this year. Personnel miscellaneous items: Sean French, our surveyor, a GIS technician since 2017, has resigned to pursue other opportunities. His last day will be Friday. We wish Sean all the best, and he will be missed. Bill Bender was promoted to this position, and he started as a surveyor tech on February 7th. The Nebraska legislature passed Legislative Resolution 286 to celebrate and highlight the accomplishments of the NRD system over the last 50 years, and they sent us this copy. I'm sure they sent it to all the other districts, so we will proudly display this. I think we're going to put it over there in this room. So. Congratulations, happy birthday, more festivities through the year. So we were recognized, obviously, by members of the legislature, and then the speaker signed it as well. So if anyone wants to see that, so clap for us. report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report, there was no meeting on January 27th that was canceled. Next meeting is February 24th. And if anybody has any questions, let me know. But if not, that concludes my report.
Any questions?
That meeting on the 24th is right here?
Yeah, it's at the NRC. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
14 informational items, President's Day coming up. However you celebrate that, enjoy it. Then we'll meet again here in March. Item 15, we are adjourned.